Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
Lucky enough for Harmac Holmes, we haven't spoken to the opposition much this year, actually, if at all, but we thought when we're playing Fremantle, the Cats, one of our favourites here at K-Rock Football is coaching the Dockers now, and Justin Longmuir, and we thought we'll see if we can touch base with him before a game, and he's been good enough to give us some of his time. JL Kingy, Benny Cass and Nealty joining you from the K-Rock Hub. Wonderful to have you on K-Rock Footy. Great to have you back, and your boys are going okay.
G'day, guys. Yeah, good to be on again. They're going okay. It's a big challenge tonight, and it's been pretty well documented during the week. We haven't really stood up against the best this year for long enough, so, see tonight is another great challenge.
Five-day turnaround, as the Cats have had as well. You've had to come back from Launceston. I suspect a fairly quiet week for your boys.
Yeah, quite a week. It's five-day breaks do make it hard for coaching staff, though. You're trying to cram a full week's prep into the 5 days, so they can drag out a little bit, to be honest, and be quite condensed. We managed to get through. I feel like we've prepared the players really well. Surprisingly, they've pulled up reasonably well as well off the 5 day break, so there's no excuses tonight.
Yep. Where's your improvement come from this year, JL? Obviously last year we saw signs of it, but this year there's a little bit more consistency about your game. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it is. I think our midfield's gone to another level. Good blend of youth and experience, and Sean Darcy's given us a great look in there. He's really come on as a ruckman. I feel like our offence has improved. Our ball movement from the back half and our connection quarter centre's improved. We went through a period in the middle of the season there where we just getting scored against way too easily, and it's mainly on the back of not been able to defend our D50, but probably the last month we've got a bit of continuity with our team, and especially with our back line, and having Alex Pearce back has made a massive difference there. So things are slowly coming together, and like I said at the start, it'll be a good challenge against a really good side tonight.
Justin, it's Benny Cass. When I heard you were coming on, I thought I'd better do a bit of research. So I researched, one of the first things I saw was that last week was the first time since you've coached the Dockers that you topped 100 points.
Yeah, it was. Yep. Yeah. What have you got, mate?
I was just kind of wondering whether you had a sort of a bit of a bad Monday or something. I was actually being serious in that it's off Broadway a little bit against Hawthorn, but it's just a significant milestone that you're actually able to crack that ton, because it's not something your footy club has regularly been able to do.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I didn't expect the...
You thought I was going to say something about orgies and defenders or something, didn't you?
Well, I didn't think you were going to go serious from the start. unlike you, yeah. But you're right, it is. And that's a good progression for us. And like I said before, we've been working on our ball movement, been working on our connection forward to centre. The thing that's really stopped us probably hitting the scoreboard a bit more this year is our accuracy. I think we're fifth for scoring shots in the comp, but in 18th for accuracy. So that's helped us back a little bit. But last week, it's sort of all areas of our game clicked to some degree. So, it was nice to kick over 100.
As Geelong fans, we get excited about Joel Selwood. He's been such a wonderful servant of the Geelong Footy Club, wonderful captain for such a long period of time. But David Mundy, for your side, I mean, I don't know what your sort of preconceived ideas were about him, but tonight he plays his 349th game, and I've actually watched, since you've taken over, I've taken a fair bit of interest in the Dockers. He is just an amazing player.
Yeah, phenomenal. I think his first half of the 2019 season was really strong, and then he died off the second half of the year and probably played a little bit more forward. And, there was some murmurings that he was sort of starting to come to the end, but I couldn't speak highly enough of the work he's done over, first of all, the pre-seasons, to be able to get himself really rock-hard fit and embrace the role that we've given him. I want to play our players to their strengths, so I want him playing through the middle of the ground because he's such a good ball winner and distributor, but we're trying to bring some others on through the middle of the ground. So his game time has been a little bit lower than some through there, but he's just embraced that and gives his all. And he's been phenomenal this year. Who knows, he might go on for another year or two. So, we're starting to build a really strong midfield group. And like I said, we're playing Chera, Brayshaw and Sarong through there as well. So we can mix that with a bit of experience, like with Mundy and Fife, and them to imparting some knowledge. It's only going to fast track those younger players. So, yeah, he's been phenomenal.
Yep. Your dream, our commitment, it's the Harmac way. Speaking with Dockers coach Justin Longmuir. Here is Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Justin, good luck tonight. I just want to just take you back to your midfield comment there. You've mentioned a couple of times, you know, a good blend of youth and experience. Over here, and you spent a lot of time at Collingwood, we're very Victorian-centric. We don't hear a lot about those young players. Are you able to just touch a little bit more, if you go back just to those three young players that you mentioned, what are their strengths, what do they bring to the side, and why is it such a good match with the likes of Fife and players like that?
Well, it's four, because you can throw Darcy in there now. Yep. as a ruckman. He's giving him first use, as I said earlier. I think they all offer something a little bit different, which is always good to have that blend through the middle of the ground. Sure, it's probably he can mix it in the inside, but his skills are supreme both sides of his body, so he's a real finisher. Brayshaw just keeps working inside and outside all day, and Sarong's been able to do midfield tagging type roles, but also play midfield in his own merit at times as well, like he did last week. And they're able to flip in and out, so play inside mid, but also to wing roll. So they, just adds good flexibility to us. And it's allowed Fife and Mundy to go forward at times, and it's allowed us to sort of manage Fife and Mundy's game time as well. As I said before, Mundy, like, sometimes he only plays 70%. I think last week he played 60% and ran 9 Ks for his 30 possessions and 2 goals. So we're able to manage in game a little bit because we've got such a good mix in there. And the one trait that really stands out with all four of them is just how hard and dedicated they are to their craft, how hard they work off the field, on all areas of their game. They're just constantly driving each other to do extras, in at the club at 7 o'clock in the morning, working with Joel Corey and a couple of other development coaches. So really, the on-field stuff comes off their habits that they've built and are ingraining in each other off the field.
Another player, again, he's an experienced player, but I always find him quite intriguing. When he plays well, he can be a really dominant player. And I thought Rory Lobb was really good for you last week. Is that someone that is, you mentioned before about your ball movement from D50, is he someone who's really important to provide that hit-up target at times, but also he's obviously big enough to stand under a high ball?
Yeah, he is. We're missing Matt Tabernard at the moment. Yeah. Lobby's had to take a lot of that workload on with young Josh Tracy down there as well, who's coming along really nicely. But, yeah, Lobby's been really good for us. He's 207 centimetres, so he very rarely gets outmarked and just gives us that focal point. We've been working on our connection and trying to get more marks inside 50, but it's impossible to connect every time you go inside 50, and sometimes under pressure, especially at a centre bounce or stoppage, you just need that tall target to kick it to. And we've got a lot of work to do with being able to kick it to advantage, and we're coming up against one of the best teams in the comp at that. The way they kick the ball to advantage to their tools is really good. So we've got a bit of work to do with that, which will even help Lobby and JT even more down there.
Justin, one last one before we let you go, and I don't want to go all Dr. Phil on you because I don't have the sort of mouth brow or get paid as much as Dr. Phil, but I heard Alistair Clarkson during the week talking about his tenure as coach, and he was talking about that his family, and I'm paraphrasing, that his family had sort of paid a bit of a price given the demands on a senior coach. Now, you've got two young kids. Have you found it difficult to sort of find that family time and get away from footy and just be dad, or do you have a routine that the kids see you in the afternoons, or how have you sort of worked it? Because I'd imagine it'd be very, very difficult, particularly in a two-team town like Perth.
To be honest, it's impossible to live a normal life. Obviously your weekends are taken up, which, the kids aren't at school during the weekends, and it's hard to take the kids to sport over the weekends when you're playing footy or training. So, and added to that, we travel every second week. So, yeah, it is hard. I mean, I got some good advice from Neil Danaher when I first came into the job, that there's no such thing as work-life balance. You just have to get your priorities right. And I try and hold myself accountable to that. But it is tough. And, the kids and my wife have to make sacrifices. I'm doing this job so that they can have some nice things as well. So it's it works both ways. But, my kids definitely miss out on having dad around at times.
Justin, you're supposed to play the Swans here next Saturday, but that's no guarantee to go ahead. Have you got any clarity around what next week looks like, or are you just worrying about tonight and let that take care of itself beyond tonight?
Yeah, worry about tonight, obviously, but yeah, I've got no idea what it's going to look like next week. We were supposed to go to Geelong, but that won't be happening. What I've heard is we might be going to either Queensland or Adelaide. I think our borders even shut to Queensland at the moment, so that might be difficult. So
just worry about that tonight. Pack plenty of Reg Grundy's, Justin. Wherever you're going,
be away for a while, you reckon?
You could be, yeah.
Neil, he said he was going to shout you dinner next week when you were here, but that's out the window now too.
I know Benny wouldn't have.
Come on, I wouldn't shout if a shark bit you.
That is a great response, Justin. I'm not quite sure why Kingy brought that up, but thank you very much, Justin. That's outstanding. I will never let Ben forget that one.
Hey, Justin, we really appreciate your time. We're less than half an hour away from bounce. We really appreciate the Dockers making you available and you willing to come on K-Rock before such a big game tonight. Good luck and great to catch up with you.
Thanks, lads. Good on you.
Justin Longmuir joining us there. Fantastic to have the coach of the Fremantle Dockers join us. And you know, to have him on 40 minutes before bounce down, really appreciate the Dockers' support.
The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.